Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
It's a laughing day. The ladies of laughter day. Yes. We have a very special guest today. Peggy Boyce. Former stand-up comedian juggler who has appeared in major comedy clubs and festivals. Peggy has been a supporter of women in comedy since 1992 through the Mary Jo Comedy Awards and the executive producer of the funniest female comedy series and Ladies of Laughter. She has also provided public relations with special events and sponsorships and marketing services to corporations that include Anheuser-Busch, SIBA, Citibank, Harrah's Entertainment, Kraft, MasterCard. And she's a guest speaker on various corporate events and functions. She also teaches a comedy workshop in the New York metropolitan area and has been a member of the Friars Club, as am I. And we're going to start right now. Let's see what we have. In honor of the Funny Ladies event, which is coming up, let's have a little dedication song to start the show off.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream.
She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Boom. That was for Peggy Boyce. Peggy Boyce.
Wow.
I love the ten pierogi girl.
That song could have been written about me.
My ten pierogi girl and the ladies of laughter. Yes. Terrific.
Interesting choice of song. I like that. I was doing cartwheels around my apartment. It was so much fun.
Well, nothing starts off a comedy show like a little pierogi polka. But that's what's so fun. And you've got so much fun events coming up. I don't know if you heard, I spoke a little bit about you before the show and how Ladies of Laughter has evolved through a friendship of someone, I believe, who passed away. Mary Jo?
Yes. It's always fun to start off with a death in an interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I tell you what, because without death, nothing would grow. So this is,
that's
here we
true.
Go. All right.
That's true. So. Well, pierogi's death, and then we'll move on. Yes, it started with a friend of mine. Her name was Mary Jo Walker. She's a very funny woman. She was a school teacher by day, and she performed comedy at night. And I was just starting comedy at the time. I was a performer, and I met her at a comedy club in, actually, it was one of these bars that turned into a comedy club at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm sure you're aware.
Yes.
Those, many of those do exist. There's probably more of those than there are comedy clubs. So I had met her at one of these open mic situations, and she introduced herself, and she had a comedy night up in Nyack, New York, and she invited me up there, and we struck up a friendship. She was an old, you know, at the time I was in my 20s, she was about 20 years older than me, and so she started to get more into the booking aspect of things. She would take a lot of these women that she met in at these clubs and put them in different shows, and she called them New York Funny Females, and so we started getting all these bookings at all these places all over the, you know, the Northeast, and very suddenly she got sick, and before she went into Sloan Kettering said, look, something happens if you could sort of take this over. And at the time, I was really just performing. I had no desire to be on that side of the business. And I took it over, and it was, you know, it wasn't something I really enjoyed in the beginning because I was really wanting to develop my act and become, you know, a comedian. And so, but it's just one of those things that life throws you, and it was probably the turning point in what I decided, what I became, you know, which is
now what happened now?
Producer.
Did you stop doing comedy, or did you do both, or what happened?
You know what
How
it was, Nia? You know what it was, Nia? I was going out with, like, a bunch of friends whenever I performed. So I was like all of these women that we started together in New York, we would go out and Mary Jo would book us, and we were like having a fun time and performing comedy. And when she died, it all sort of disbanded. I became in charge of booking these women, and then all of a sudden I was the booker, and I didn't feel like, you know, how it once was. And also the fact that a good friend of mine had passed away changed the whole landscape of it. And so I did perform for you know, probably about 7 years after that, trying to find my mojo, but it was too late. I just wanted to, I found that I kept sort of going in this direction because it was my strength. I felt like I had something to contribute.
Well, in your defense, I will say there is an art to booking because you've seen in many a show where you're going, why this combination of comedians? They're all the same, or why this combination? So
right.
There is a kind of artistic bent to booking the appropriate acts for a room.
Right, and I started to get more into that and also see, you know, I had gone to school for, I took a course at NYU. It was a certificate course in sports special event marketing or something like that. And we started talking about sponsorship. And at the time, there were no sponsors really sponsoring artistic events.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly a sports stuff. And I kept saying to myself, you know, why can't there be sort of a Virginia Slims for women, you know, like in comedy, you know, because
mm-hmm.
at the time it was for tennis. And so that was always something that I thought that there was a real market for. And so slowly but surely, I started going in that direction. I started, you know, working on trying to develop some sort of a program where I could sell to a sponsor and it would be all about women in comedy. And at the time,
so you became a producer, more or less.
I became a producer,
yeah.
Yes. And, you know, in the beginning, I performed a little bit at the events, and then slowly but surely, I introduced the show, and then I let the women do their thing, and, you know, occasionally I'll get up and do something, but, you know,
and
when
now,
you're putting...
And now that's all involved into, this was since 1999, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we took a little hiatus because, quite frankly, it was just...
It's a
lot of work, and after 9/11, you know, a lot of big events had lost their sponsorship. People were not spending the money like they used to.
People were afraid to go out.
Exactly. So I took a couple of year hiatus. I brought it back in 2004, and that was when Jane Condon won.
I love her.
we love Janie, and she's great. And also Dina Blizzard, who was the newcomer at the time, won. And she's going to be actually the MC at the first event next Tuesday.
That's right, listeners will be performing at the 17th at the Broadway Comedy Club. Make your reservations at ladiesoflaughter.com.
.org. So much familiar. It sounds so official, doesn't it? .org.
.org.
Yeah.
Well, it's the beginning of something. and it's going to be a really great show. It's a combination of professionals and non-professionals just starters.
I call them newcomers.
Newcomers.
Yeah, I call them newcomers because some of them have, you know, I think we have a couple that have not really done anything. And then there's some that have.
I have the list in front of me.
Yeah.
Here we go. You'll see people like Nancy Lombardo. I love her. Carrie Louise. I also love her. Roberta Rockwell. Right. Marianne Donnelly. Lisa Perlman. Sheila Smiley. Ellen Orchid. Marie Faustine. Nikki Page. Jamie Falk. Zoe Marsh. Lee. Laura Agentar. Lisa Acevedo. Majid Kaliraro. Fisher.
Yes.
And Amanana Manani. And Upa. Yes, just some of them, and it's nice because every week there will be a previous winner or a headliner, major headliner, hosting and emceeing the shows. One of my favorites, Patty Rossborough, I know is one.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
Is Marla Schultz hosting?
No, she's not.
All right, she's not.
We'll find out what we're doing with Marla.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere. I guess I misread it. I was just trying to get. Let me get all those dates in. It's July 17th and 24th at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Tuesday nights, right.
Tuesday nights. July 27th, which is a Wednesday.
Friday?
Friday night at the Comic Strip, and that's an early show, people.
That's Gladys's Comedy Room, the legendary Gladys's open mic.
Oh, yes. Gladys's open. So that'll be at 6:15 p.m. August 1st is the preliminaries?
August 5th is the last preliminary, and that's a Wednesday night at Broadway Comedy Club.
At Broadway Comedy Club, and then August 15th is
the big finale.
The big finale, as they say, the big finale coming up. And it's all great because it's promoting women in comedy, and it's great.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Let's not be remiss. We got to mention the sponsors. It's nice because part of this goes to Buddy Care.
Buddy Cares.
Yes.
A friend of mine started this charity. She adopted a dog that was roaming around her neighborhood, was all matted down, really looked awful. And she came up with this idea of, you know, a lot of these dogs that are in shelters and animals that are in shelters, they're not cleaned up. And so, you know, just like people aren't interested unless you kind of look good.
And so that's great because a percentage of this will go to Buddy Cares.
It will go to that. And so they pay for the grooming of
these animals. And that's terrific. And you have some great sponsors too. Alika.
Leica. Leica cameras.
That's one of the prizes, isn't it?
Yes. Leica cameras are the cheapest camera is like $1,000.
I know.
And we got a couple of those generously donated. And they're like cameras that Woody Allen, you know, will use. He'll use their filming stuff, but they're very exclusive.
Oh, no, they're high end. They're very high end.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some booking rewards. Is there a cash reward?
There are cash rewards.
Cash rewards. And who are the judges? Will there be judges? There'll be judges, I assume.
Yes, there will be judges. At every event, I try to mix it up with somebody that's in the press, somebody that's casting in a position to book them. And so it's a nice mixture. And then the final, we have Comedy Central, the director of talent coming from Comedy Central. And then we're working on a couple of other people from Sirius XM and Turner and Nickelodeon. So it's a nice mixture of, you know, people that are actually in a position to do something. Oh, also, Admire Entertainment is a national booking agency. And so I'm working with them to incorporate a national tour. And we just, about 2 weeks ago, firmed up our first date, Ladies of Laughter tour with the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Great.
With the winner from this event will then tour with some of the past winners, including Jane Condon.
Oh, I love Jane Condon, yeah. And I are, we're buddies.
Yeah, she's
I love
great.
Jane.
She's great.
She's
so,
one of my favorite performers, yeah.
Yes,
and it's
really
great, too. Wait, let's not forget anybody. The Comic Bible?
The Comic Bible, who's been an unbelievable, Marianne Piero and the Comic Bible have really been a great supporter. They've helped promote this contest all the time. They're good cheerleaders for this, and they're going to be giving out some of their magazines, which is all about comedy, anything you ever wanted to know about
and
comedy.
And there's one here I couldn't see because I'm on a different computer.
Andover?
That's it.
Okay. So Andover Communications is our publicity team, and our job is to basically promote the winner and the contest. So they'll be promoting whoever wins will also get some hopefully some nice interviews.
And it's kind of fun because you're going to see all kinds of comedians, but it's not going to be major judges. It's going to be just this one or this, what do you like, what do you don't like. So it's going to be a fun show, too. So the audience is really a part of the show.
Right. I mean, I know that there, you know, some people have said, why does it have to be a competition? You know what? The audience loves the competition. The comedians, they could take it or leave it. But I try to set it up in a way where it's like a good networking opportunity for everyone. And if they could just sort of, you know, say, hey, I'm just going to go up there and I'll get a nice gift out of it. Backstage Magazine, by the way, is giving everyone that has been chosen to be in the contest a free subscription to their magazine. So
how awesome.
A year. So. And then we have, like, Godiva chocolates, you know. So we try to make it,
I'm
like...
I'm in.
Exactly. So we try to make it like, you know, everybody gets a little something. They have a smile on their face. They get a sugar rush. They do a little comedy. And then they get out there and they get to meet each other if they haven't already.
And it's going to move really fast. So you'll be seeing...
Yeah.
It's like a petit manger of comedy. You'll be tasting
right.
a little bit of everybody's style and for the night, and it's a great way to see a bunch of comedians when you don't know who to follow. You go, I'm looking for comedians. Where can I see a whole bunch and so I don't have to sit through everything all at once? Oh, there
that's
I
right.
can go. I can go Ladies of Laughter at the Broadway Comedy Club. And
yeah,
that's an 8 p.m.
And
show, and you can make your reservations
right.
at ladiesoflaughter.org.
Right, and if they use a code when they go to that site, Friends the number 5, and
friends
then they
the
get $5 off. Yeah.
How much they get off?
Huh?
How much did they get off?
$5.
$5 off. So just remember
yes.
that Friends 5 will get you
right.
$5 off the ticket. And
right.
it's great that you have all these sponsors in a day when you don't see that many women comedians performing at the clubs, and you've got them performing in 2 months all over town. Probably the greatest bunch of women at one time in the summer
right.
performing.
And you know what? I have women flying in from from California, from Mexico. I have a young gal coming in from Mexico just for this event.
Wow.
I have a woman coming in from Kentucky. I don't want to make a Kentucky joke. But there's people coming in. I'm completely blown away that there's all these women that are just, you know, getting on a plane and actually coming here to do their 5 or 3 minutes, which is amazing to me. But,
it is amazing.
Yeah.
And Ladies of Laughter, and let's have a shout-out to all those sponsors like an Admire and Backstage
right.
and the Comic Bible and Andover. And Buddy Cares, because part of the money's going back. So
that's
don't bulk about the tickets, because some of it's going back. I think I'm just going to check something here, because I'm looking at an area code that's calling in, but I have a feeling I know who it is. Betty Jo Tucker, are you in the if you're in the chat room, is that your number? There's another radio station listening to you right now, and sometimes they listen by phone. That's Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Is that you, Betty Jo? That looks like your area code. She's in Pueblo, Colorado. This is an international show. We have guests in the chat room. Guests, if you have any questions, just type it in. So you have listeners. Some go in the chat room. Some just listen. Some listen in archive. And so tell us about, I think one of the judges is Jeffrey Gurian.
Yes. Jeffrey. Everyone knows Jeffrey. Well, everyone knows his hair.
and he publishes, out of my head. His
Comedy
magazine.
Matters. Comedy Matters.
And Jeffrey.
Thank God that one of us remembered that. Yes.
Well, that's because our brain matter is going, that's why.
Right.
Comedy Matters, and he'll be one of the judges, and then you're mixing it up each time. So as she said,
right.
it'll be a mixture.
It'll be, there'll be a mixture of women, men, black men, white women. I don't want any, you know, one year it was so funny. I had some woman complain that there were no Asian judges. And I said, well, at the time, there really weren't. I tried to just have bookers there that were booking people, and I didn't know any Asian bookers. So if anyone knows of any Asian bookers today.
I know
today,
Esther
Goodhart. She's
Esther,
not a booker,
I love
though.
Esther. No, I know, but she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Right. So I try to mix it up so that everyone feels like they're getting a fair shake and, you know, that people walk away from it and there's either a story being written or a
Well, it's as
a
I said, you've moved
made.
In from comedian, you've moved into booker, producer, because as you said, the show will be, you know, probably going around the country, if not the world, eventually.
I hope so.
And it's great for all the comedians just to be seen by a lot of people and
That's
to come
right.
in here for a good cause. And Ladies of Laughter, they're on Facebook, so you can Facebook friend them as well. Go on
right.
Ladies and Laughter. And where else can they, besides
well, the
ladiesoflaughter.org?
You know, I spent a lot of money on the website this year, so I want people to go to my website.
Go to the website for Peggy.
ladiesoflaughter.org. And I'm still learning it. I mean, I still have logos and stuff that I have to put up there. From people that I haven't gotten to because I've been trying to book this, be very careful on how I've been booking this event. So,
it's next week. It's next
it's
Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday.
So you need to make your reservations now at ladiesoflaughter.org.
Yes, I mean, we have 25 reservations and I think half of them are the comedians. So, I definitely would like to have.
Well, I think five people are mine, but I have five friends, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we may have five that are legitimate. But no, what happens is nobody makes reservations till the last minute.
They
but,
don't because it's summer and you don't know what you're doing till that
right.
last minute when
right.
you get there. But it's such a good cause because it's such a nice thing. Buddy Cares. Let's clean up the poor animals. It's bad enough they've been abandoned.
I know.
You know, let's try and find them homes. Let me ask you this. Do you miss stand-up?
Yes. I tell you what I miss. I miss the camaraderie of, I was spoiled. When I started, I did the open mics and stuff, but I don't like to be by myself. Like, I didn't like the whole process of going out by myself on the road and performing by myself, going back to my hotel room by myself, and just being alone a lot of the time. And when I started, I really had this great camaraderie with a couple of the women, including Mary Jo, that really spoiled me. And so when it came down to having to do it by myself, I didn't like it. And
I don't blame you. I don't like it either. It's
yeah.
I don't mind traveling for filming things, but when you're going to a strange town, you're getting a feel for a room.
Right.
You're by yourself. You don't know what time anything closes. You're living on beef jerky and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it is lonely. I do
like
the camaraderie
it.
Of it. And I've made
yeah,
so many great friends doing it.
Well, right. And the thing is, you know, my dream is to eventually have a Ladies of Laughter becomes like a league of their own where there's actually groups of women going out and performing together and doing, you know, performing arts centers, theaters, small clubs, da da da. That's, to me, would be something that I think getting it a little bit out of the comedy clubs but bringing it to other areas
that's,
I think is something.
That's my favorite places to perform. I do a lot of hospitals, old age homes,
yeah.
veterans, events, and those are my favorite places to perform because you feel like you're giving back and getting
that's
at the
right.
same time. So it
right.
makes it so nice. And by the way, that is Betty Jo from Movie Attic Headquarters listening to you, Betty Jo, the Ladies of Laughter contest, which she will announce. And you know what? We would be Ooh. Remiss if we didn't say a shout-out to Tom Cotter last night.
Yes.
Because he did a great job. And he's married to one of your comedians, Carrie
that's
Louise.
That's right.
Who you can see if you come to the show.
That's right. Carrie Louise will be there. And do you know, which I'm thrilled and honored that you and she have entered. And also the gal that's emceeing, Dina Blizzard, who was our 2004 new winner, she's one of the top 10 women, one of the top 10 people that are being considered to replace Regis.
On Kelly Philbin. Kelly Philbin, look at me mixing her name. Yes,
yeah.
She's great. She's a former Miss New Jersey.
That's right, yeah.
I do my homework.
So, yeah, you do. So she's really, she is hysterical. Her thing is One Funny Mother or something, or I don't know. But
well, that's why I started Momedy years ago,
which was
to promote mom comedians. And,
well, you'll love her when you see her.
I'm going to love everybody. It's going to be a great show. It's a lot of fun. It's the Broadway Comedy Club. Which room?
The big one.
The big room. And listen, you can come there. They have snacks there. You can get drinks there. I think this is teen friendly, would you say?
Yeah. As long
teen
as
friendly.
Drinking,
no, they're not drinking. I meant the comedy is teen friendly.
Yes. I mean, I try to say to everyone, you know, people say, oh, do you take dirty? Everything is relative. Look, you do what you do. And
children over 14. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Recommended.
It's not going to be a filthy show.
It's going to be
PG, I'm sure.
Which is great because you can prove you can still be funny being PG. And
it's so many
great comedians. And as I say, Jane Condon, one of my favorite buddies, and I always end up at her show. She ends up at mine, but she's just a great supporter of comedy. In the guest room is somebody called The Poker, and the guests are popping in and out. Okay, I know that's Mary Jo on the other line. We have 3 minutes, Peggy. See how fast it went?
Wow, this is
so
fun.
ladiesoflaughter.org. Make your reservations. People listen to this in archives, by the way, and I'll repost it again today.
Oh, you're the best.
So this is terrific. It's a terrific show. Go support the arts by supporting the arts. If you have a mom, a sister, an aunt in comedy, this is the best way to say, hey, come on, let's go see a show, or I support you in comedy. Come. You got to come and support everybody. But what makes this work, ladiesoflaughter.org, is people showing up. So make your reservations as soon as possible. And bring a friend. It's going to be a great night of fun for a great cause. Buddy Cares. If you like puppies, who doesn't? You'll want to be there. So, Peggy, you got 2 minutes. What would you like to say?
Yes. Well, I would like to send a shout-out to my fifth-grade teacher. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even remember fifth grade. But okay.
I have no idea.
She remembers what her name was?
No, my fifth-grade teacher, I think, was a nun.
Oh, all right.
But I don't know what...
Sister Mary Vendetta, I had her. No.
Yes. No, I'm just saying that I'm really... I want to thank, you know, everybody that's taken part, all of the women that have entered. And some of the women that didn't make it in, I wish I could put everyone in, but...
There's always next year.
There's always next year. And what I'm doing with those that, you know, for whatever reason did not make it in, I'm putting them at the top of the list for next year so that we look at them first. And that they get the first dibs on the spots. I don't want anybody to feel like they were left out, but there's only so many spots. I could probably do this, you know, for nights and nights and nights, like 10,
I know.
You know,
it's a hard
nights.
Job. All right, ladiesoflaughter.org. We've got 1 minute, and we got to say the sponsors again, Buddy, because it goes for Buddy Cares. Leica,
right.
Admire, Backstage, The Comic Bible, and how do you pronounce it?
Andover.
Like the university.
Andover.
And the clubs who are helping to host all of these, support those clubs
as well.
Let's special shout out and thank you to all those clubs. Remember, if you love me, and who doesn't, Nancy Lombardo, July 17th, 8 p.m., at the Broadway Comedy Club. Let's hear for Peggy voice for doing this. Ladiesoflaughter.org, get your tickets. And everybody, I wish you all luck, and let's all have a good time performing. It's going to be a great night of fun and enjoyment. Peggy?
Thank you so much. Hey, thank you so much, and everybody... this is something you don't want to miss.
You don't want to miss.
And you get to see Nancy Lombardo perform as well.
That's right, July 17th. And if you're not there, I know where you live. All right. Thank you, Peggy, for being a guest today. Ladiesoflaughter.org. Order your tickets now. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Wasn't she a great guest? It's terrific. All right. Bye now, and thank you for joining us. See you July 17th at the Broadway Comedy Club. Bye. LadiesOfLaughter.org. Order your tickets now.